And we are back, and we are live. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We had 4th of July off, had a couple other days off. The truth is, we don't ever take all of our vacation. And they say, if you don't take your vacation, you'll get fired. And I don't want you guys to lose your job. So there you go.
Thank you.
We took a couple days off. Glad everybody's here. Hope you had a happy 4th of July. We have a lot to talk about, obviously. I'll mention this. You know, Caitlin and I were looking for an old Bronco. We were looking for like a couple of months. We'd found a couple that just weren't what we liked. And we found one, so we bought it. And drove it once. It's a standard. And she can't drive a standard. So I can only drive this thing until we get it put into an automatic. And so it's old. It's 40 years old. It's older than that. And so we're driving it. And it drives like an old truck. And so we take it out a second day. We take the top of it off of it. We're like, all right, let's go out. We'll take the top off. It's a nice day. And we are just a few miles from where I live at a big intersection. And the thing goes, it just dies right in the middle of the traffic light.
Oh,
it's
no.
Daylight. I was like, oh, crap. What do we do? The top is off. I mean, we're so exposed.
It's like sitting ducks.
We're right in the middle.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it was really awkward. And so we're sitting there and I'm like, hey, just wave people around. And then she's like kind of on her phone, like trying to figure out what to do to call roadside assistance. People are honking at us. And finally I put my hands up and I'm like, there's nothing I can do, people. We're trying. Like, sorry, we broke down in the middle of the road. And so, again, we are so exposed. People are going by looking in, and I know people are starting to recognize me too. I have to take my glasses off because I wasn't looking. She was trying to get a hold of roadside assistance, and I swear someone went by and we all, bye, bombs, and they drove by.
Oh, so, thanks for the help.
And if I take my glasses off, people never recognize me. I'm just generic white guy. And so we're waiting, and a cop sees us and finally comes up behind us and turns his lights on. And again, we're right in the middle of a busy intersection. And so, turns the lights on. And even though that's not the case, I got to feel like I was about to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking up slowly, and I was like, oh boy, what do? Do I get my license registration?
You put your hands up.
I was like, and he was super nice. Young cop, probably 27, 28 years old. Apparently just moved here from California. He was like, hey, did you break down? And a little bit of me went, nah, I'm just hanging out. But I didn't say that.
He wouldn't like that.
I didn't say that. I said, yes, sir. Yes, officer. And he's like, all right. And so he calls another one of his buddies, and these two cops, they're pretty jacked up. They're like, all right, we'll push you out of the highway. So they got these two cars. They're angled to block two whole lanes of traffic. I just put it in neutral, and I'm having to back up. We park in a barbecue parking lot. And it took a little bit, but we got there. And then when you call roadside assistance, it took them almost 2 hours to get there. So I told Caitlin, we had a friend come and check on us. And I was like, hey, guys, don't sit here. Go home. And I'll just wait for 2 hours. So I'm sitting in the parking lot. The people at Corky's end up coming out like, you okay, man? Like, they're offering to bring me free barbecue because I'm hanging out. And so finally the tow truck comes. And the guy who's in the tow truck is a flatbed. So it's kind of put down. They chain the tires. They pull the tires up on the flatbed. Put bed flat again. They drive it. Not the tow where they lift it off the ground, but they drive it up on a bed. I could tell when he got there, he's used to people being hostile toward him when they arrive. Because a lot of time they're towing people and they don't want to get seen towing. People don't know they're getting towed.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man. And so I give him like 10 bucks. I'm like, I know you have a hard job. Here's a pre-tip. And so I typed the code and the place into my phone where to tow, but I don't know where to tow it. So I just put in this place called Polly's. This is like a little service station that I happen to remember. And so he hauls our old Bronco. We're chasing it because we took the top off. And we know if it's out, it's going to get wet at night. So we get a tarp. We tarp in the middle of the night. This Polly's place has no idea we left it there.
Oh, man.
So I have to wake up on the butt crack of dawn to call them. Anyway, apparently an old belt fell off the thing. And the blinker went out and the light went out. They got it all fixed. It was fantastic. I just want to shout out to those police officers who showed up. We didn't call them. Who saw us. Who pushed us to the side of the road. They definitely didn't have to go all out, yet they did. So I don't even know their names, because as soon as they got there, they started pushing. So to those police officers.
Two young jack dudes though, right?
Yeah. One dude kind of looked like me, wasn't that jack, kind of thin, but you could tell he was in shape. Okay. The other guy was jacked. But they did
now
it.
That one's listening, you'd be like, oh man.
That must be me.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
I'm the not jacked guy.
I know what I'm made of. No one's going to call me jacked,
mm-hmm.
But I'm thin and fit and in shape-ish. But I just appreciate those police officers for doing that. They had no idea I was the guy from the radio. They were just doing their job, to, you know, serve and protect. And that's what they did. And they kept us safe. We didn't get crushed by a car. So, and also people were like, once I was pulled over and they were like, hey, you all right? Like over in the Corky's parking lot. They're like, you all right? You need gas? I was like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, all right. So I sat there with my Sonic water. That's why we went out, went to Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
And
the longest Sonic trip ever.
Yeah, it was like 4 hours. And then we picked it up yesterday to drive it back home, and it started raining on us with the top off.
Oh, great.
Oh, is this Bronco bad luck?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
We've had three runs with it, and two of them ain't been good.
Oh, no.
So that was the weekend, or that was the last couple of days. We've been gone for a few days, but that was the last couple of days. I will say, too, that Breaking Bobby Bones is now on Disney Plus. 8 episodes are up, 8 of the 16. So if you haven't seen my TV show yet on Nat Geo, it's now on Disney Plus. You can go up there and hit the Nat Geo little button and see it right there. It was on the front page on that main thing yesterday.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was on the very, very front, like the header. So I was pretty proud of that. What's happening, friends? Thank you guys for hanging out. We are back. We're back live today. So you're not hearing a rerun, which some people don't even know it's reruns. So let's not ruin it for them. I would see people over on the Facebook page going, oh, hey, great show today. I heard Brothers Osborne. And everybody's like, it was a rerun. Let people watch it or listen to it like it's new. All right, let's go over and open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My name is David. I have my own handyman business, so I'm in my truck from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. most days. Listen to your show the whole morning. Like I said, I'm a handyman, and I have a client who keeps calling me back to her house to fix the same thing, and I know it's not breaking on its own. Someone is purposefully breaking it. You know what? I'm starting to think it's her. She's nice, but a little weird. She has one kid and likes to sit and watch me as I repair her closet door over and over again.
Oh my gosh. Weird.
She keeps telling me her daughter is doing it, but I'm not sure that's possible because she's too small to reach the handle. Nice woman, actually very attractive. So my biggest fear is that she'll make a pass at me and I have to reject her, or I go out with her and then we'll have to do her repairs for free. I feel like it's a lose-lose deal. I wanted to see if you have any advice on what you do in my position. It's from David. Well, David, if you're a single guy and you're interested in going out with her, I would just say go out with her. The thing is, if she's not calling you because she thinks you're cute and you say that to her, that's a weird, bad situation.
So awkward. And he's getting paid. Like, who cares if she's breaking
it? I agree.
Like, he's showing up. He's getting the job done. He's getting paid.
That would be number one is, if you like her and she likes you and you find that's true, go out with her. Who cares about the rest? Number two is, let's say you don't do that. Like Amy said, you're getting paid. If you're getting
paid, break away.
Yeah. If she's not taking pictures of you on the toilet in her bathroom, mm-hmm. and you're getting paid, let her break those handles.
Yeah. And then if you do start going out with her and somehow you do find yourself repairing things for free.
That's what husbands do.
Yeah. It's not going to bother you. Whoa, you just jumped to marriage.
That's what boyfriends do.
But I think that you'll be okay with it because, yes, you will have developed feelings for her.
But is that not right?
No, I mean, I think it's right. I think it's fine. Like, I guess if she starts to get weird, though, because have you ever seen Snapped?
Mm-mm.
Snapped is a show specifically where women snap.
I figured.
And they go
I've
crazy.
Never seen it, yes.
It's really good.
The title
actually.
Led me to think that's what it was.
But
yeah.
it's women. It's not about men. So I just would be careful if she starts to... I guess you don't really get a heads up. That's why it's called Snap. Yeah. But try to look for any clues that, you know.
If you look for clues, though, you're always going to find them.
Well, here's one.
Okay.
Okay. Like when you enter the house, does she lock the door behind you?
Okay.
Like always have a way out.
Amy took this thing really
she's not
dark.
Trying she's trying to kill him.
Yeah, she would have already murdered him probably
no,
if that were the
might.
Case.
I'm not saying she's going to kill him. I'm going to say she's going to lock him up and keep him as a pet.
Oh, wow.
That's even darker.
What's happening?
What are you doing at home before you come into work?
Nothing. I'm just saying
watching
it's something
Snap,
to consider.
Apparently.
No, he emailed in for advice. Yeah. And I just want to make sure that he's aware that if she starts to display stuff that is unstable, then he might need to have an escape plan.
Well, I would say that to anyone who's listening. If you're with anyone who's unstable.
Because is it unstable to keep breaking something over and over to get a guy to come back and back and back?
Not if you like him. Sometimes we do slightly nutty things.
Okay.
David, I would say if she does say, hey, let's go out and you want to go out, go out.
Okay.
And I would say if she doesn't say that and she keeps breaking her stuff, keep going back. I would also say if she locks the door behind you and you see a big bird cage in her bedroom that a human could fit in, run for the hills.
Yeah. No, he's done. It's too late by then.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that email, David. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
If you want to send us an email, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
Lunchbox is not here today. He will not be here tomorrow. But I did create a segment of stories he would hate, and I was going to lump them all together. Do you still want to do the segment?
Yeah.
He's not here to hate him.
You can just dedicate it to him.
Okay, wait.
I can try to react how he would react.
Okay.
Okay.
Lunchbox, we dedicate this segment to you.
Okay.
All right. Segment number one in three stories Lunchbox would hate. A man suffered an attack straight out of your worst nightmare, bitten by a python while sitting on the toilet.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. No, I can't listen.
The 65-year-old victim said he, quote, felt a nip in the genital area.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Stood up to find an albino python, which appears to have escaped from his neighbor's apartment and slid through the drains. The professional was brought on to safely capture the snake. Its owner, a 24-year-old man, could face charges for negligence causing bodily harm. Lunchbox, how do you feel about that one?
I can't even. I don't know. I feel like he would have, like I was picturing when I was trying to like see how he'd really feel. I feel like he literally would have thrown his headphones off in the moment and like stood back against, like away from the mic and like couldn't even hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
But I just didn't want to be that dramatic.
Here's the second one for you, Lunchbox, who isn't here. Authorities say they've been searching for a 12-foot python that escaped from its enclosure inside Louisiana's largest shopping mall. Kara, a yellow and white Bernese python, slithered out of its enclosure at the Blue Zoo in the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge on Tuesday. She was still on the loose early Wednesday morning. WBRZ-TV reported, I couldn't find the snake. So in the mall, there's a snake somewhere, which...
Still on the loose?
It says the Mall of Louisiana remained open.
What? How do they do that?
Like, I'm even freaked out about that.
That's crazy.
Like, you're over at Spencer's trying to get you a little blacklight poster. You get a little... On your genital.
Yeah. And you think it's like some like fake snake. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh boy. And now one more story inside a segment of stories Lunchbox would have hated. A Massachusetts man said a snap decision to buy a scratch-off lottery ticket.
No, he sucks. I hate him.
Here we go.
Why does God hate me? What am I doing wrong with my life?
Led to his winning of a second $1 million jackpot prize in 4 years. Stephen Toto of Framingham told Massachusetts State Lottery officials he hadn't intended to buy a scratch-off at the A1 Golf Store.
Of course not.
When he reached the counter and said, I'll buy another one. But he had won another one in 2017, $1 million.
That's crazy.
Two $1 million tickets.
Amazing.
That is wild. Well, there you go, Lunchbox. I put that packet together for you. Stories you would hate. Anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
I'm going home.
Okay.
Those sucked.
All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani got married over the holiday weekend. They had a small, intimate wedding at Blake's Oklahoma ranch, and Carson Daly officiated the couple's wedding. Carson revealed that the couple wrote their own vows, and Blake's vow was a song he wrote just for Gwen. You can see all the pictures and stories at bobbybones.com. Old Dominion posted a new unreleased song they performed for the first time called No Hard Feelings. Here's a clip.
There was no hard feelings, no bad vibes. I can't honestly say I'm happy to see the happy back in your eyes. You found somebody who painted the gray skies blue.
Jordan Davis talked about his new song, By Dirt, that features Luke Bryan.
By Dirt is a song that came to me a couple months into the pandemic. You know, we couldn't tour, music, everything was at a standstill. And it kind of, I came to the realization of, man, really all you need is your faith, your family, your friends. And music's great, and I love it, and I'm happy I get to do it. But at the end of the day, those are three things that I need to always keep at the top of my list. And By Dirt is my kind of pledge to that.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A kid in Alabama found a surprising new hobby during the pandemic, and now he's inspiring others to do it with him. His name is Oliver Caver. He started picking up trash in his Fort Morgan community and had so much fun doing it. His family just held a litter rodeo to encourage others to reduce, reuse, and recycle. The event had participants clean up garbage at the Fort Morgan State Historic Site and awarded more than 3,500 in prizes. People had trash bags, they had teams, they had groups, things like heaviest bag, things like, it was all kinds of ways people could win. In the end, the rodeo rounded up more than 576 pounds of trash in just an hour. I mean, that's a lot of garbage.
Yeah, a lot of trash.
Quote, I think it's real good because of all the trash that needed to be cleaned up. He's 5 years old. And they cleaned up all that trash because of him. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Eddie, the oldest on our show.
42 years old.
Versus Morgan, number two, the youngest on our show.
27 years old.
In a game of generational trivia, it's elder versus millennial. Here we go. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. His hair may be thinning. But that won't matter if he keeps winning. Oh, okay. His producer, Eddie!
Thank you, I guess.
I'm running out of rhymes, man.
I get it.
I do this every week. His opponent, she runs all our digital. She posts on social media frequently. And she has a boyfriend secretly. Oh. It's Morgan number two! And I'm always a little anxious when I bring up her secret boyfriend, because what if it's not anymore? Morgan, we still good? Secret boyfriend still?
Still good. Okay. Still secret boyfriend.
You'll just kind of tip me off, right?
Yes. I will. I promise I will share as soon as I'm ready.
No, I'm saying even if either way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
even
yeah.
Even if it's not it, just be like, hey, it's over. And I'll just go like, hey, Morgan no longer has a boyfriend at all.
Yes.
And we'll end it. Okay?
Okay.
Because the last thing I want to do is be here going, she's got a secret boyfriend.
Right.
And then Morgan feels weird. She's like, oh, no, I don't.
And then we're all awkward.
Then we're all, you just let me know. I want you to be a half step ahead of me, okay?
I will. I'll let you know either way.
All right, playing to five. The score is Morgan 3, Eddie 2. All right, Eddie, you're up first.
Come on.
These are all questions that Morgan will probably know the answer to.
Yeah, yeah.
Made popular by Amigos song, what word is used to describe people, things, and places that are definitively high class?
Ooh, I don't know anything about this Migos group.
Made popular by Amigos song.
They're the three guys. I know that.
Yeah,
yeah, but I don't know a lot of their music. The first word that came to my mind was bougie. So bougie. Nah, that's ratchet. That's another song, but I'm going with bougie anyway.
Bougie. The answer is bougie.
Yeah!
They mean bougie and ratchet don't mean the same thing.
No, there's a song that says bougie, ratchet.
Bad and bougie?
I guess. I don't know.
Here's a clip.
Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage roof.
Never heard that in my life.
Okay. Here we go. MFW is an online abbreviation that stands for what? M. F.
Can't do that.
W.
Yeah. Can you say that?
No way. No chance.
Well, it's not that.
Oh.
Thanks, Amy. MFW Bones?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the second part of what you said? What?
It's an online abbreviation that stands for what?
Oh, boy. I feel like 4WF, man, I got to be careful with this, is for win. You know, like for the win, like isn't FTW for the win? So MFW, most, gosh, man, that F's throwing me off. Most frequently won. Nah, most frequently won.
That's incorrect. Morgan, you can steal MFW. Do you know what that means?
I don't think I can steal it because everything that's coming to my mind is a bad word, and I don't think
not
that's
a bad
correct.
Word.
Yeah, no, I'm not even gonna say anything because
I'm
say something bad.
All right, MFW is my face win.
Never
oh, my
used
face.
My face win.
Like,
that doesn't even make sense.
My face when you scare me and you put an emoji.
Oh.
These millennials.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Eddie, final question.
Come on.
Singer and swimmer Cody Simpson used to date what pop singer?
Cody Simpson.
Swimmer.
Yeah, I didn't know he's a swimmer.
Cody's... He just tried out for the Olympics for Australia and barely missed a qualifying.
Really?
Yeah, no idea.
Cody Simpson, he dated, I was just about to go Ashley Simpson, but that's too many Simpsons.
Try Bart Simpson.
Give me Selena Gomez.
Incorrect.
God.
Morgan, I know you'll get this one right. Go ahead.
Miley Cyrus.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty recent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the kids know Eddie.
I do like Cody Simpson.
You do?
Yeah, his music's good. For like that kind of music, yeah.
You don't have to say you like
me,
it.
You gave me a look, and I'm like, I do appreciate that music.
I'm surprised you knew Cody Simpson's
music.
Yeah,
my kids listen to that.
All right, Morgan, number two, here are your questions. These are questions Eddie will know the answer to.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Garfield the cat?
Yeah, kind of.
What's Garfield's favorite food?
Oh, not that. Why? He is a cat that's like orange, yellow, and he cats like mice. But he probably likes Skittles or something like that. It's not water. It's the gremlins.
What is Garfield the cat's favorite food?
Is it Cheetos?
It is not Cheetos. Eddie, you can feel?
Yeah, it is lasagna.
That's correct.
Didn't say it like that.
Yeah, lazily. Yeah. Morgan, American Top 40, hosted by this famous radio personality, premiered 51 years ago this week. What's his name? I'm going to play you a clip of his voice. Here you go.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. And in the next 3 hours, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the United States this week.
What? Can you name that voice?
What? I don't think I can. I don't know that voice at all.
American Top 40, hosted by this famous radio personality, premiered 51 years ago this week.
Yeah, that's like 30. Oh, my Atlanta.
Ryan Seacrest hosts it now.
That's who I was going to guess, but then you played the voice, and I was like, that is not who that is.
But also, did Ryan premiere it when he was born?
Before he's born. Yeah. Like -4 or -5.
I mean, I don't. Mario Lopez, it doesn't even sound like him, but that's the only name in my head.
Morgan, the show's 51 years
old. I know.
I'm
grasping at straws here. I don't know anybody that's 51, like at least like it, as far as I've watched growing up.
This is a radio show, Morgan.
I know. A radio?
No, I'm saying the show we're talking about is a radio show.
I know, and that makes me sad that I don't know it. Oh, a radio
Anything?
Show. Elvis Duran.
Incorrect. Quality guess, but incorrect. Let's play the clip.
He started the show in elementary school.
Let's play the clip one more time.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. And in the next 3 hours, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the United States this week.
Eddie, can you name that voice?
I can, Bones. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
And Morgan should not be on radio. She doesn't know this stuff. Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem is correct.
What?
Keep your feet on the ground.
And your head in the sky.
Incorrect. Keep reaching for the stars.
I don't remember that part.
What's the score, Mike?
3-1, Eddie.
Okay. Just for fun, Morgan, because you've already lost. What's the name of the horror film starring Jack Nicholson that takes place in the Overlook Hotel?
I do not watch any horror films. I hate them. I think I've seen him as a meme in this movie, though.
That's true. You have.
Not The Grudge. It's probably the only movie I've seen that's a horror movie. Is it When a Stranger Calls?
It is not. Eddie, do you know it?
The Shining.
The Shining is correct. There it is. And that's our... Eddie, nice job.
Yeah, let's go.
Your hair is thinning, but you keep winning.
That's right. Do you feel like it's still thinning, or do you think it's thinned?
It's thinned. I don't think it's thinning anymore.
You think you're at peak thin?
Yes, yes. Now it's just falling out. You know what I mean?
And I mean this seriously. Would you ever think about wearing a toupee?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Would you let me wear a toupee as my best friend? Would you let me?
I think it'd be hilarious.
You'd pull it off.
I would never do that. I think you should try it.
Stop. You're making fun of me right now.
I'm not making fun of you. I think it would be awesome.
I'm not wearing a toupee. No.
Would you wear one?
0%.
If I could hide the fact that I
would
wear one.
Would you think it would be awesome?
How do you do that?
Well, you couldn't. But I'm saying, Amy's asking me if I would wear one. If I could wear one and people didn't know, probably. I mean, I'm wearing Spanx right now. What's the difference? I'm not. All right, so before the break, I said if this artist tours, that'd be bad news. And then Amy said, would you go? And I said, no.
Okay, so that has got me thinking.
Okay.
I have my guess.
Eddie, who are you guessing first?
I'm going to guess Millie Vanilli, although I think one of them's dead, so that'd be terrible.
Maybe both of them are dead now.
No way. That would be crazy.
But why would Bobby passionately not go? Because
Bobby's never liked Millie Vanilli. And it's the biggest...
Bull crap.
Whatever. You like 1990. Yeah. Rain.
You did?
I mean, they didn't really sing. Yeah. It was a whole...
Right. It was the biggest scam in music history.
Morgan, you are... How old are you again?
I'm 27.
Okay. Do you know who Millie Vanilli is?
Not just like based on the artist name. If you played a song, I might.
Okay, so as Ray looks up a song, so Milli Vanilli, they won a Grammy for like best new artist, and they had "Blame It on the Rain." Yeah, yeah. Do you know that one at all?
That's not ringing a bell.
Okay, they had "Girl, You Know It's True."
Girl. I love you.
You know that one?
Okay, so it's starting to sound a little familiar.
Well, what happened was they were doing a live concert and their vocals started skipping out. And it turns out they weren't singing any of their songs. They had they had singers sing for them on the record. Yeah. And they just were two good looking guys. And they were like, yep, we're Milli Vanilli. They won a Grammy. And they got caught lip syncing. And so they lost their Grammy. One of them, I think, maybe killed himself.
That's what I heard.
So, Mike, I'm going to go to you for the fact check on that.
One of them is still alive.
Oh, one of them is alive.
Thank goodness.
You never heard that story, Morgan?
No. Oh, like the
lip syncing thing.
Yes, the lip syncing sounds familiar, but like I cannot name a song of theirs.
Nothing, Morgan?
No. Like, have no idea. Never heard that song before.
Okay, so that was the first scandal, but then it kind of got re-brought back up when Ashley Simpson was lip-syncing on SNL. Do you remember that, Morgan?
Yeah. Ashley Simpson, I remember.
Okay. So, but the answer is no.
Not Milli Vanilli.
I like Milli Vanilli.
Okay.
Amy, who do you think it is?
Well, now I'm wondering if it's a comedy tour and it's Bill Cosby.
It is. And that's why I didn't go to you first, because I knew you figured it out.
Okay. I figured it out.
Yeah, no.
Whenever Bobby was like, heck no, I wouldn't go.
No,
and I'm
dude.
Like, why is he so passionate? And it's like, oh, man. It's such a...
According to TMZ, Bill Cosby wants to do a stand-up tour and is filming a docu-series on his life.
Interesting.
Cosby's rep, Andrew Wyatt, told TMZ they have been in contact with various promoters about the possibility of Cosby doing a stand-up comedy tour. And they say there's been some interest. This will never happen.
Right.
This will never happen.
Will you watch the docu-series?
No. I won't support him in any way. The only reason he got out is because what happened was, years ago, the guy said, hey, we're not going to prosecute you for X, Y, and Z federally. So civilly, they used a lot of that information. He lost. Well, then they took that back from the civil case and prosecuted federally after they promised they wouldn't. None of the stuff was found false.
But why does it matter? That's what I was curious
because
about.
Because they already told it doesn't matter.
So that's like crazy. If a DA at any given time says that, then that's like, that's the thing for the rest of...
Well, but... apparently so in this
all
case.
All time? Like, things can't change? I don't know.
Cosby has plans for speaking engagements at schools, prisons, and neighborhoods.
Schools!
Hey, man.
Now, prisons schools. Make sense.
Yeah. Go back, see his buddies.
I mean, what? Wait, schools, prisons, and where?
Schools, prisons, and neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods.
Are you going to cul-de-sac?
Not my neighborhood.
Jello pudding pops?
The HOA schedules like a really exciting guest speaker. Hey. I mean, what?
That won't be good for it. Won't be good for anybody if that happens.
So weird.
Neighborhoods.
So that's the thing. Bill Cosby wants to tour.
I mean, interesting.
I was thinking about the docuseries. I wouldn't watch it if he did it. If someone did it on him.
Okay.
And it showed everything and talked to the women.
That's kind of how I felt about like the R. Kelly docuseries. Yeah. I guess it was
because that put him in a bad light.
Yeah,
I
mean,
never
it was just crazy.
It.
Like, I don't think he monetized off of it in any way.
I think he went to jail because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, I felt okay watching it. Like, if Bill Cosby wasn't making any money on it. Because, I mean, there is a level of interest there for me. Like, I'm wondering, like, what? Because, I mean, he was such a big part of my childhood.
Oh, by the way.
That I am interested.
If you're young, back to Morgan. Morgan, did you ever watch The Cosby Show as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I did. Not as much as, like, Fresh Prince. But, yeah, I did watch The Cosby Show.
It was the greatest show.
So good.
Yeah. I love The Cosby Show, and then they kind of took it from us because he's a freaking creep.
Mm-hmm.
Awful person. I did watch, speaking of docuseries, a documentary Eddie told me to watch. It was about, it's called 90s Kids.
Oh, yeah, 90s Kids.
With Salil Moonfry, Punky Brewster. I didn't think it was that good.
Really?
That was all over the place. Kind of goofy.
Wow, I thought it was really good.
She had a video camera. She was Punky Brewster. When she finished that show, she was like, they weren't nice to her, like a lot of kid stars. She had it, and she filmed. I didn't even finish. I'm 3/4 of the way through it.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess storyline is not really that good, but as the footage of who she hung out with,
yes.
And like all the people, you see Leonardo DiCaprio as a kid, and
at one point she's like, "There's this new hot guy named Johnny Depp."
Yeah, she's hanging out with all of them.
So she was like documenting things before people documented.
Yeah.
So she has
that's
kind of
cool.
Tons of, yes, the idea is really cool. I just didn't find it to be that interesting. It's got a 73% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's pretty good.
You know what? I would give it about that. But I was so pumped going into it because Eddie told me.
Were you overhyped?
No, Eddie just said, you'll love it. And I just barely liked it. And I was watching it with Caitlin, who didn't know any of those people were.
Oh, that doesn't help.
And that didn't help either. So I was just like, all right, we'll pause this for now. Let's check some voicemails from over the past few days. This is Kenley in North Dakota.
I have a morning corny for you guys. What do you call a cow's no legs? Ground beef. Love the show. Bye.
There's a trumpet in the background.
Or a tugboat.
Or maybe she had a few,
her sound effect.
A few too many pinto beans before the call. Here is voicemail number two.
Hey, y'all, that game one has to go is horrible. And it's awkward. Make that game go away. I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable. I listen to your show because I like to be. I like it. But that one makes me not.
That's funny. I do kind of like that one has to go game.
I don't like playing it.
You don't?
It's not
no,
fun.
No,
especially
not
when
all.
The people are alive and they listen.
Did you hear from someone about
no,
it?
But I mean, we know that occasionally, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't know, Kimberly and Karen from Little Big Town might be driving to do something in the morning. They might be listening and all of a sudden they're in the game. You have to pick one and then we don't
pick
them.
We didn't pick one of them. It was Little Big Town was one of the options.
Yeah,
well, I know, whatever. But I was just using them as an example. Yeah. We know they listen sometimes.
Okay. Here's one more voicemail. Number four.
Hi, Bobby. Super big fan. My family and myself always listen to you, but I'm wondering why we can't watch Breaking Bobby on Disney Plus yet. Don't know if it's just my account, but I've been waiting for this. My family says bye.
Yeah, we blocked you specifically. No, it's up now. If you go look now on Disney Plus, Breaking Bobby Bones is up. Please watch it. Please stream it. Thank you in advance. Appreciate that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have groom's traditional duties, and I'm going to run through them. I want to see how many you've done.
Go ahead.
Selecting the engagement ring.
Yeah.
Check. And your bride-to-be wasn't involved in that process at all.
Zero.
Totally surprised her. Choosing your side of the wedding party, like who's going to be in your...
Yep. Done. Check.
Okay. Choosing the attire for your groom's...
Done. Check. Well, oh. Yes. I mean, I picked it. I was just told I couldn't have a fire engine red suit.
Yeah. So there was boundaries around what you chose, but you were able to choose it.
Yeah, I'd had a suit. I did a bit of the whole thing.
Selecting the thank you gifts for your grooms.
I already bought them. I gave them to it before, so they already got their thank you gifts.
Oh, what did you? Have you said what you got everybody?
I think so.
I got everybody a watch, a nice watch.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because didn't you mail it to one groom and,
and it got stolen?
Yeah. Mm. Oh,
yeah,
that's a bummer. So what did you do? Replace it?
No.
Sorry.
Do you
money gone?
Listen,
sorry.
This is one I think you need to keep in mind. Do you have a gift for your bride?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, you're not?
Well, I kind of got her one. It's an old Bronco.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It was like a.
Yeah, but we're not doing. I mean, no.
Okay. Compiling your part of the guest list.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at this game. I'm 100%.
Killing it,
yeah.
Planning the honeymoon.
Yeah, done.
You did it all?
Yeah, but,
I mean,
well,
grooms used to do it all, but now women are starting to be a part of the process. But back
I
in the
will
day,
say,
it used to be grooms, and then the groom's parents would pay for it.
I didn't care where we went. And she was like, what about here? I was like, well, I don't know if I want to go there. But then we found a good place that she'll love that's not as far. But... Yeah, I was as equal as she was in that.
Giving the officiant the fee for conducting the ceremony.
No, it's her preacher, her musical pastor from when she was a kid.
Okay.
Ain't no fee. What are you talking about?
And then lastly, planning the bachelor party, if applicable.
Yeah, all done.
I guess you did.
Yeah, you did a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
A+.
Yeah.
Send this clip to Caitlin.
High five.
Thank you
I know.
Much.
I think
man.
We should because I think sometimes you feel like you're not involved enough and look at you. You passed this test. Mm-hmm.
She called me out the other day. She was like, so we were, one of our friends was over at the house and she was like, so something. I was like, oh, I'm all in the wedding. She goes, what have you done? And a list of like two things and I ran out.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
And I was like, you got a good point.
Take this list with you so you can just have it in case you ever get called out again. So this woman left her car running at work. She arrived at 8 a.m. and then at 5 p.m. someone noticed that the car was still running and they called the police. And then she came out and she was like, oh, whoops. She was inside working all day. And it reminds me of a time I went to get my hair done and I parked in a parking garage And I was at my hair appointment for probably 2.5 hours. And I came back out and my car was still running. But all the woman cared about when the police arrived, she was like, please do not tell my husband that I did this. Because like he already thinks I'm scatterbrained enough. And I'm like, oh, I feel that. Like I can relate to that. And sometimes it happens. But the lucky thing is for me and for her is nobody stole the car.
Mm-hmm.
And someone could have easily just hopped in and driven away.
Like somebody who was stealing was like, well, I'm not going to steal that one. Someone's probably in there.
It's too
running.
Obvious.
Yeah, it's hiding in plain sight. All right, what else?
Well, if you planned on seeing Mark Chestnut coming up late summer, early fall, he has just canceled a string of tour dates because he's got to have back surgery. Doctors just said, hey, you put this off long enough. You have to do it. And it's going to take him about 9 to 10 weeks to recover. So you can hit up markchestnut.com in case to get a refund.
The nut will not be out on the road.
That's rough.
That a back surgery?
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, that's a core fundamental part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get better. I like old Mark Chestnut.
Yeah, I did too.
Liked him as a kid. Liked him when he came in later on. All right, that's it. Amy, you good?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a flight from America to Greece, and a passenger on board started to have some medical issues, was super lightheaded and was passing out, fell to the ground.
Wow.
So the flight attendant like gets on the speaker, is like, do we have any doctors on board? Well, nobody raised their hand, which I was like, oh, dang, normally somebody raises their hand. But two med students were on the flight. Heather and Lauren, they go to Louisiana State University, and they stepped up to help the passenger in need. So LSU was super proud. They posted a thing on their Facebook page saying that they were able to communicate with a doctor, like, on the land.
Down below.
In the sky. Uh-huh. And they were able to track the person's vitals and communicate with him to make sure everything was good. Because, again, they're not real doctors yet. But they did a great job. And everyone's going to be okay.
I bet that's a weird situation where you're a medical student. They're like, we need somebody who's a doctor. And you're looking around going, well, nobody's like, when do I jump in? You know you're not tier one. Mm-hmm. But do you jump in at tier two? And are you over like a nurse? Is a medical student over like a nurse practitioner? You're probably looking around like, it's like when someone's like, can I get a volunteer? And you're like, well, you kind of are kind of raising your hand. I don't. All right. That's a good story, though. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Before we get over to the investigative corny, here are your big songs in country music. At number three this week, it is Cole Swindell, Single Saturday Night.
Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little shit.
At number two, Luke Combs, Forever After All.
They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't saying us together or the way.
And at number one, Chris Young and Kane Brown, Famous Friends.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County.
Congratulations to all those people. Here's your number one pop song. See if you guys know this one. Doja Cat featuring SZA, Kiss Me More. You know that one?
Yep.
You do? From where?
My daughter. Yes.
I only know it from TikTok. I don't hear it on the radio.
How.
I just hear it on TikTok all the time.
She pulls up TikTok on my phone and I just hear the things. Oh.
The number one hip-hop song is from Silk Sonic. You can leave the door open.
Leave the door.
You know that one?
I've heard it.
It's Bruno Mars.
And Bruno. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, those are your big songs and music. There you go. Over to Amy now. Let's do a little investigative corny.
The Morning Corny.
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
Okay, we have 90 seconds, Eddie, just you and I.
All right.
And I feel like Star Wars is your thing.
Sure, I love it. Baseball players. What do they say in Star Wars?
May the Force be with you.
Okay, may the Fourth. May the bunt be fourth.
May the fourth.
Is there a baseball term that sounds like fourth?
Oh, let me see.
Is there a what do you call the sword?
Lightsaber.
Okay. Read it again.
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
Okay. Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Out.
No. Yeah! That's gotta be it.
The Empire Strikes Out. No.
But that was that be the joke?
No, it can't be.
Empire Strikes Back. The Force Awakens.
Okay, what else? I don't know any Star Wars movie.
Yeah, man, that's
pretty, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, A New Hope. We already said Return of the Jedi. Return of the
Sith.
Yeah, there's that one. Yeah. Something with a Sith.
Harry Potter?
No. Man, dude, there's got to be Strike. It's got to be Strike.
30 seconds left. Okay, Mike, just show me 30 seconds.
The Empire. It's got to be the Empire Strikes
Empire
Back.
Empire Strikes Out.
That's it. No, Strikes Back. That's the joke.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Out.
No, Bones. The movie is Empire Strikes Back, and the joke is Empire Strikes Back. Because he's the Empire, and he strikes back.
What's the joke again?
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes, it's got to be it.
Is that what we're going with?
I think so, because there's nothing else that I can think of.
Okay, time. Okay, hit us with that, Ray.
The Morning Corny.
What's a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie?
Okay, what is it?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah! There we go. That's good. That's good.
How'd you get that?
What do you mean?
I just thought I was going to stump y'all because y'all were stuck on other things.
Hey,
we got there.
We did get
you
there.
Did.
I think Empire Strikes Out or Empire Strikes Back. I thought both those were quality.
Yeah. And that was a good joke. I'm going to remember that one.
Oh, you thought it was good?
I thought it was great.
That's possibly the worst one I've ever had, but I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Me neither. Yeah, quite honestly, I was like, sometimes I just have to prepare myself mentally for y'all to be like, that was awful.
All right, Mike, yell with us. We need a third yeller here.
Thank
All right,
you.
Go
here
ahead,
we go.
Eddie.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
They did a survey. They were trying to figure out the personality differences of people who like surprises and people who don't like surprises. Where would you put me in that?
You don't like for surprises.
I don't like surprises. I don't like to be told a surprise is coming.
That's what it is, really. Like, I guess if you get surprised, you're not so much annoyed by the fact that you're getting surprised, but it's if you're told a surprise is coming and you have to sit through that, that's what you don't like.
Well, because then I just build it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, wow, you told me I'm going to have something kind of cool happen tomorrow?
Right. And then and then you're let down.
Yes. I would be more so if I had to pick on the side of not being surprised, though. So here's what they say. If you like surprises, do you like surprises?
I don't care. I'm sure.
You don't care, sure.
Yeah, like this doesn't bother me either way. Surprise me, great. Don't surprise me, okay. It's fine.
If you like surprises, you're more likely to be extroverted. Identify as adventurous and spontaneous. Be surprised with a vacation this summer. Enjoy dancing, watch horror movies. Okay.
Okay.
You're kind of in the middle, though. You just said that yourself.
Yeah.
On the flip side, those who don't enjoy surprises, that would be me. You can tell me if this fits me. Introverted.
Uh-huh.
I would say very much so, unless I'm working. Identify as sarcastic and anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy an afternoon by themselves as a treat.
Check.
Yeah. Attend social events with 5 or fewer attendees.
Check.
Yeah. And would like to be alone and maybe read a book in the shade instead of be out.
Yeah. Check. Yeah. Check. Yeah, I don't know. After hearing that list, I'm like, maybe I don't like surprises.
If you're associating with those two things?
Yeah.
All right, explain where you were.
I was in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky gas station. We just pulled over. We needed gas. And of course, I used the opportunity to go to the bathroom. And I walk in and I hear, like before I even open the bathroom door, I can hear help. And I'm like, what's going on? So I go in.
So it's like a metal, I'm assuming it's like a metal door. Like, do you walk through the gas station to the bathroom or is it on the outside?
No, I walked inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're in the gas station, you hear someone yelling help?
Yeah, I mean, as I'm walking, like I had to get close to the door.
And what does it sound like?
Help. Is anybody there? Help. And
not,
I was like.
Not like, help.
I mean, still yelling help. Like it was very dramatic, I must say.
Did you question opening the door?
Shockingly, I guess I'm a hero because no, I just went right in. Like you would think now looking back that I might be like, oh shoot, should I not go in there?
So someone's getting attacked.
Yeah, and I need to like call for backup or something, but I never feared my life.
I know how the story ends. Eddie, where do you think this is going?
I mean, I feel like somebody's trapped in there and they just locked themselves and she needs somebody to open the door. That's it.
You feel like they're locked in the bathroom.
That's it.
Like they fell in the toilet.
No, they just can't open the door and they need someone to open the door for them. That's it.
Raymundo, do you know how the story ends?
I do not.
Okay, what is your guess?
It's definitely a toilet faller. That has to be what it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, there are very easy ways with women that are skinny to fall into the toilet.
Oh, she fell in the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
There are very easy ways.
Never heard of that, but okay.
Okay.
Like if you're a baby.
So you hear help. You go in the door.
An adult woman. Yes, yelling help. I go in. I see nothing. but I still hear someone yelling help. So I'm like, I'm here. Like, what's going on? What do you need? And anyway, again, very dramatic. Like, I really was concerned that something was up. And she was like, oh, thank goodness. I need toilet paper.
That's funny.
And I was like, okay. So I go over and I pull a bunch of toilet paper from the stall next to her and I slide it underneath. And she was like, thank you so much. And I was like, you're welcome.
If you're in that situation, what do you do? And if no one comes to you?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're laughing, but that is a very helpless situation. So I may do the same thing.
If no one comes to you, though.
You would yell help dramatically.
Know, Bones, you know what you got to do.
Yeah, you use your underwear and throw your underwear away.
Oh, what? No. None of you. You just get up and walk.
Oh, I don't.
Really?
No, yeah. Somehow you waddle to the stall next door.
I see don't. If no waddling here.
Yeah. What do you do?
Wait, but also girls use toilet paper when they're peeing. So I know that you're associating it with something a little more extreme.
Sure. Yeah.
But like, I don't think there was anything like that. She just really needed toilet paper and I saved her.
You're a hero.
Yeah, hey, Amy.
Maybe she'll make the news.
That'd be
that
awesome.
Would drive Lunchbox insane. He's not here today, but that would drive him insane. Since we were gone, we did not get to talk about Joey Chestnut winning that hot dog eating contest again. He ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Think about that.
No, it's a lot. It's crazy. I don't even know how he does it.
But break it. 76 in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than one hot dog every 10 seconds.
You ever watch him do it?
Yeah. It's disgusting. Puts it in water, shoves it down.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. But the big story was that ESPN's feed cut out. So people didn't get to see the victory.
Oh.
I was watching. It went black. The whole screen went black. Then it went blue. Here's a clip of the rerun with the ending. Here you go.
Wow. With 76 Nathan's hot dogs and bun. A new world record. Joey, you talked about the crowd and how you thought it might give you some momentum. How did they help you today?
Oh, it felt great. They were chanting, and I started slowing down that minute six, and they kept pushing me. They didn't give up on me, and... thank you. Yeah, I'm so happy.
He beat that second place guy by more than 26 hot dogs.
Like, insane.
There's not even a close second place guy.
Like, at some point, though, if you feel like you're, like, really ahead, can you just...
You start flipping them up in the air. But yeah. He beat the record, though.
Okay.
Like, I guess if you're not going to beat the record, you can start juggling them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going all in, then, yeah, you want to create a record that nobody can beat.
He's a millionaire from competitive eating.
What does his stomach look like? Like, is it just way bigger?
I don't know, but we need to... You know how sometimes people donate their body to charity or science?
Yes.
We need to donate that and like put it up on a plaque somewhere.
For sure.
That guy, I mean, think about the greats. Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Michael Jordan, LeBron, Joey Chestnut, Tom Brady.
Put him in there.
He's in the category.
Yeah. I had a thought about this. I don't even know why. Don't ask me. But like all those guys, it's like, okay, yeah, you're like, they can be attractive, right? But if you're, are you, now that he's this, like, does he get girls because he's the champion? Well, and like, are you attracted to a guy that can eat a bunch of hot dogs?
You're attracted to a guy who's very successful.
But he's successful at eating hot dogs.
And Bobby just said he's rich.
He's rich. He's known.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not saying like, okay, fine, he has money, so okay, but.
But he does have money.
Right.
Once, the one year he didn't win, his fiance dumped him like a week before the eating competition.
There's your answer.
He didn't. Well, that didn't answer any of her questions, actually.
No. Well, no, but now I know he had a fiance, and now I'm going to Google her. I'm just curious. Like, I didn't know how that. I just think most of these professional athletes have these girls.
I don't think we consider him as professional of an athlete as a professional athlete.
You just put him on the list, buddy.
Right, to all the greats, Michael Jordan.
He's up there, man.
Like, the only reason why I brought this up, I never thought, I don't even think I ever would have shared this thought because it's a random one that I had when I was looking at him on the news one day. And I was like, huh, I wonder if girls are attracted to that.
Yes, some are. He's got notoriety. He's got wealth. Some girls are attracted to that.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but some are.
Yeah, but like Tom Brady, you're watching him like get ready. He's like lifting weights, throwing the football. Like, oh, that's hot. And this guy, he's like at the house, stuffing his face with hot dogs. I don't know.
Society has deemed what athletic events have more prestige.
True.
You know, we're a couple world events away from this or bowling being the biggest sport ever.
That's hot.
I was trying to get Caitlin to watch this movie on Amazon with Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Tomorrow War.
I like this kind of stuff. I love time traveling. Like Loki, all but one episode's out now, and on Disney Plus, they put it out each week. I think Loki's fantastic. And I didn't really get into the Loki character in the Avengers, but it's a really good series. You like Loki?
I do like Loki.
Yeah. And so the Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt, review that for us.
So it's basically like a part alien movie, part time travel, part war movie. But I think it's a little bit confusing. Mm. It has a really cool premise. They're basically having to go into the future to prevent a war that's happening between aliens.
Did you get confused, or will everybody get confused?
I think everybody will get confused.
Well, should we see it or should we skip it?
I still think it's pretty entertaining, though, especially if you're into alien and futuristic movies. I give it 3 out of 5 white spikes, so I'd say still see it.
I'm into aliens, but I'm not really into sci-fi that much, or am I?
You do like Chris Pratt, though, right?
He's okay.
Oh, you're not a big fan?
I liked him in the Galaxy Defenders. What's it called?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I liked him in that one.
I would say it's not his best movie, not his strongest.
Well, speaking of movies, Top Gun Maverick has an official release date of November 19th of this year.
Finally.
Mike, that pushed the thing back a couple times, huh?
Yeah.
But November 19th is coming out. Ted Lasso.
Come on.
July 23rd.
Oh, that's nice. Coming right
on
up.
On Apple TV. Yes. Season 2, which is pretty awesome. Yellowstone. They keep punting the date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last I saw, it could be fall.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you know, Mike D?
Yeah, they still haven't set an official date yet.
Succession Season 3, fall on HBO.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It took a long time for me to get into it, almost the whole first season.
Oh, that's not good.
But no, it's good. He's slow. I don't know why.
Don't call me slow.
No, it took you. It is. It's
Caitlin
true.
Watched it, too, and she was like,
I don't know what's wrong with
what?
Eddie, it's
take
good.
Them on. Take both of them on.
Ozark Season 4, it's the final season. Mike, what do you know about this?
They're splitting it up into two parts. Mm-hmm. So the first should come out in the fall and the next in the spring.
Of next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
So why don't they just do 2 more seasons then?
They're just trying to be dramatic with their season finale.
The Morning Show on Apple TV is back September 17th. You can watch that. Mm-hmm. Black Widow this Friday.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson. Mike, can you watch that on Disney Plus?
Yeah, $30.
You have to pay for it, but you can't watch it. Space Jam,
come on,
Eddie.
This is with LeBron.
July 16th.
That's coming right up.
Mm-hmm. Next Friday.
And I think you can watch it on
HBO Max, and it's free.
Come on.
It's free.
If you pay for it, you have it.
Wow, for HBO Max. Suicide Squad, August 6th. Didn't we already have a Suicide Squad movie?
Yeah, but it's another one. But they're still calling it Suicide Squad.
Because I saw a preview. Is it Will Smith in it again?
No, not Will Smith.
Who's in this one?
It's a bunch of different people. Like John Cena's in it now.
Why do they have the same movie? Well, same name.
The first one was called Suicide Squad. This is the Suicide Squad.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Well, that's like Fast and the Furious, guys. Like, I try to go back and watch some of the older ones or whatever, and it's confusing because they don't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're all different names.
No, but F9 is, or what like is it?
Some are called Fast, some are called Furious.
Boom.
Some are called, yeah, it's confusing.
But they're numbered, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But are they numbered?
Well, no, like,
the first two or three are not numbered.
Yeah, three is just Tokyo Drift.
Oh.
So I was like, I don't even know where to start. I had to look at dates.
Really?
Yeah. Not very easy.
Why? They should dumb it up for us. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. I agree.
By the way, it's the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
It is not. It's not that dumb.
Maybe the worst movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
Because they changed it. The title was like an old thing they used, so they didn't want to license it over and over again, so they just made up titles.
No idea what you just said there, but I'm sure you can listen on Mike's podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, and hear all about movies. Right, Mike?
Yep.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Idaho Falls Fire Department is recognizing a new hero in town, and it's a 3-year-old little girl. Her mom, I guess, had a pre-existing heart condition, and she needed help one day, and so the little girl realized that she was struggling. She needed help, so she calls 911. 3 years old, calls 911, gets the EMS there in time to help mom. And they're like, this is unbelievable. We've never seen someone that young dial 911. And they're encouraging, look, if the 3-year-old can do it, guys, let's get our kids involved in this and they can learn how to dial 911 if they need to.
All right, talk to me about a 3-year-old. Because I don't have kids, right?
Not yet. No reference.
Not yet anyway. So I know at 5, I was with it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe at 4, but is that really crazy to a 3-year-old call 911?
So I have a 2-year-old and he's walking. You can barely understand. He wants Bia. That means pizza.
I thought that meant beer.
No. He wants pizza. He Red Bull. He's ready to go to the pool.
Like,
Red Bull.
Red Bull. Eddie's kid wants Red Bull and beer.
And Red Bull. But it means I'm ready to go to the pool and I want pizza. So, I mean, 1 year after that, I mean, she knows how to speak a little bit. She's walking all right. She's not falling. But to dial 911, it's pretty impressive.
And he's like, my kid wants marijuana. Well, that means a bottle.
That means
like,
I wanna. Yeah, so there
all right,
you go.
That's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Call us if you want. We'd love to talk to you. 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go over and catch up on the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
You ever think about Joe Exotic?
No. Never.
I associate Tiger King with the pandemic so much.
Yeah.
Like early, not even peak pandemic, like preliminary pandemic.
Yeah, like when we thought we were just going to be in our houses for
a couple weeks. Yeah. We're going to finish Tiger King and be right back out in normal.
Yeah. Making Easter plans, I was.
Yeah. When I think of Tiger King, my gut goes, ugh, because I just didn't know. Not so much about Tiger King, but what was going to happen with our life for the next few months.
Exactly.
But Joe Exotic has launched a contest called Bachelor King to find his next husband. Men over 18 can apply online. Three winners will be chosen to receive a romantic and film for TV getaway with Joe Exotic.
Film for TV.
The catch? He's still in prison.
Oh, so when does he get out? You just hold off the party until he's out?
So his lawyer thinks he'll get out by the end of the year, but they also thought that Trump was going to give them a pardon. Remember they had a limo outside the jail?
Yes.
Yeah, so funny.
That was sad.
And they were so... Was it though? I mean, there's no reason he thought he was getting out.
Right.
His attorney feels positive he'll be released by the end of the year. So Joe is wasting no time finding his next husband.
And it's like, oh, all you have to be is 18 or older.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's creepy. I didn't think about that part.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody, and I forget, because I try to stay on the upper edge of new shows that come out so I can talk about them and tell our listeners if they're good. I feel like that's one of our jobs. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, have you watched that documentary series on Netflix called Tiger King? And I was like, what year are we living in right now? But you know what? Then I have to sometimes check myself to go, I'm a little ahead because my job puts me a little ahead. But they're a little behind, right?
Yeah, that's definitely way behind.
Like, do you think anyone just scrolling through now and sees Tiger King is like, well, I haven't heard of that. That looks interesting.
Maybe they just got Netflix.
And that could be a thing, too.
Yeah, and they're checking out all the content.
Like, that would be something Arkansas Keith would say to me.
Yes.
Oh, man, you're seeing that new Tiger King?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't him who said it. But next story. A bank robber accused of making off with thousands of dollars in cash did not make it far before a red dye pack thrown in to the bag exploded, and it was captured on camera. On Monday, the alleged bank robber was caught. Police in Newark obtained video of the suspect crossing the street after stealing $2,300 from the Capital One on Springfield Avenue. The alleged robber entered the bank around 10 a.m. Saturday, said, I need the cash. He said, I have a gun. Give me all the money. No one will get hurt. That was on the note. It exploded, but then they caught him later because his hands were still red.
Oh. Mm.
I would be in long sleeves and gloves every minute until I got that red off.
Oh. I mean, I guess, yeah, but would you think that if you're robbing a bank that they'd really have a dye pack in there?
Probably.
Really?
I would think they're already in the bags. They have certain bags.
That's it.
I would say, give me all your money. I want to see you dump the bag out before you put the money in there.
Yeah.
Like, out in my mind, I think I would pre-plan for the... And I
mean, there's just a lot to consider that sometimes robbers don't think about.
Also, if you rob a bank, which is a big federal crime, and you only get $2,300 out of it, you could almost knock over three gas stations for that.
But then you'd have to go rob someone three times.
But I'm telling you, more than a bank, I think I would take my luck at three random... Here we are planning this out for somebody.
I know.
But I'm telling you, if I'm robbing a bank, I need to get $25,000 out of there.
Dang.
Because that's a heist.
Make it worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm going to go to the Texaco. Hit a few of those. They probably give you the money. I don't care. Next up. I get a Yoo-Hoo, and I get my $1,500 from the gas station.
All right, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, true. You know what I was listening to on the radio yesterday was the Tim McGraw song. And I call mama.
Oh, yeah.
Got my Slim Jim and Coke.
Wait, what's the Yoo-Hoo reference?
Slim Jim and a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh.
I don't know what song that is.
Is he talking about actual Yoo-Hoo that you drink? Oh, I thought it was just like his happy sound.
You think he just yells Yoo-Hoo?
Like, yee-haw.
He's out on the yacht and he sees another yacht. Yoo-Hoo!
I don't know.
Her question is, has your dog got talent? A small fraction of pups are exceptionally gifted and can learn multiple toy names effortlessly, with Border Collies topping the list. I will say that I have Stanley, who's a bulldog, and Eller, who's kind of a mix between like a hound and a What is she else? What else is she?
I don't know.
Just
a husky. Yeah, that's it. And she's still so young that she's kind of developing her brain still. Although she's fixed, she's still got stitches in her. It's a whole thing with her right now. But Stanley's actually pretty smart for a bulldog. But they say that some of these dogs can learn 37 names and identify 37 different things. Like a border collie can end up 30. I can barely remember 37 people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Much less a border collie.
It's impressive.
Here you go. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard, young love in an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo, and a Yoo-Hoo bottle on the floorboard.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you
That's
go.
It.
There you go. Those are your big stories.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Talking about Joey Chestnut earlier. Kimmy in Virginia is on the phone. Hey, you met him once?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yes, I met him at the All-Star Game in Washington, D.C. in 2019.
How was he?
He is a super, super cool dude. Very, very chill, very nice. Took pictures with everybody that asked. Yeah.
I would think he'd be someone who embraced fame. Because he had to come up the hard way by eating 10 hot dogs in a minute.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Would you recognize him? Like,
yes.
In public?
Yeah,
of course. For sure.
I mean, he's been pretty famous.
Distinct features.
We laugh at him because he's a competitive eater, but think about that. He's famous as a competitive eater. He's famous as something that isn't known for being famous. So, yeah, I think that would be super cool. He's probably easy to talk to right now.
Maybe we could get him on.
Scuba, can we get Joey Chestnut on?
Yeah, I'll get it going, yeah.
Because I would think he would be doing interviews now. This is the one time of the year where people are like, hey, talk to us, man. All right. Thank you for that call. I appreciate that, Kimmy.
Yeah, not a problem.
It'd be interesting if people out there, our listeners, met other greats, like the greatest of all times.
Ooh.
Like, call us if you've met a goat. Let's throw some goats out there, okay? And we'll go down the line a few times. Okay, Morgan, hop in this too.
Okay.
I'll go first. If you ever met any of these people, call us. Tom Brady.
George Strait.
I got to go Michael Jordan.
Dolly Parton.
Okay, there's four. Let's do another round of goats. Call us if you've ever met these goats. Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Garth Brooks.
Let's go LeBron James.
Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Good one.
Jimmy Allen met Kobe. He talked about him on the Bobbycast. Can you guys do one more round?
Yeah, just one question though.
Yeah.
Did we already say Tom Brady?
Yes.
I did. I led with it, actually.
Oh, you led with it? That's why I thought you said, okay.
Who do you have? Who do you have, Morgan? Anybody new? Are we out of goats? Ray, who would you put on the goat list?
Well, you stole my Garth. You stole my LeBron.
We didn't steal it. Those are just the greatest. Yeah.
An Olympian is what I was trying
to shoot
for.
Ooh, Michael Phelps.
Something like that.
You can have Michael Phelps.
Good. Ooh, good one.
Okay, Michael Phelps. Go ahead.
Do you want Simone Biles.
Now we're going Olympians.
Well, he put it in my head.
Greg Louganis.
She is great when it comes. We have a great food competitor.
Oprah. Oh. That's good.
Oprah.
Okay. Barbara Walters.
All right.
Okay. I just piggyback off of whatever it
is. That's true. So. Whoever I say, Amy picks like their neighbor in the category. Go ahead.
Gosh, I don't know.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Is he great?
Put him as a goat. Yeah? Sure.
One more.
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, if you met any of those people, call and give us a story.
I met Reese.
You're a goat meter.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear from, goat meters. That might be the dumbest segment we've ever done, but we will talk to people who have met the goats. We listed off a list of goats, greatest of all time, from Garth to Tom Hanks to Tom Brady. And we said, if you ever met any of these goats, call us. And we have a whole phone.
Really?
Like, everybody's lined up to talk about it.
No, I'm interested to see what categories.
And I wonder if they're nice or mean.
Well, I'm going to take the calls, Eddie. You don't have to wonder any longer.
All right.
Here we go. Kendra in Oklahoma, you are on first. How are you, Kendra?
I'm good. How are you? Morning, studio.
Morning. You're up. Tell us your story.
Well, I used to work at a Pizza Hut outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we'd wait. Garth Brooks and Trish Yearwood would come in. Not like super frequently, but pretty often. And they were just like the sweetest people ever. Like, both of them. They're just so nice and down to earth. And then there was the one time my sister actually got caught like singing a Trish Yearwood song in front of Trish Yearwood and about freaked out from embarrassment. So but she was so nice about it. They're just the nicest people.
I can co-sign that. They are lovely, lovely people, even outside of being country stars. You would just meet them and go, wow, they're just nice folks. And the fact they're both so famous, you're like, wow, they're extra nice folks because they don't have to be that nice. Mm-hmm. But the question everybody's wanting to know is, how did they tip?
Ooh.
Oh, great. Yeah. Really good.
That's what
they
like.
Were really good tippers too. So, yeah.
All right. Appreciate that call, Kendra. Thank you.
No problem. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, guys.
I'll do one more Garth call because we have a few of these on, but I'll do one more. This is Ashley, who also lives in Oklahoma. Ashley, you're on the Bobby Bones Show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I met Garth and Trisha at a funeral.
Oh, well.
Well,
how does that go?
But you weren't seeing it was, songs.
So I worked with Garth's first cousin, and he passed away, and we all went to the funeral, and they showed up.
And how do you have that conversation? Do you go, hey, sorry for your loss, or is it like, I'm a big fan, I love rodeo?
No, so I did approach it as super sorry for your loss. I didn't even say anything to him about like his singing or anything like that because that's super awkward and I didn't want to bring, I don't know, there were people around that were like, oh, I love your concerts and stuff and I just thought that was kind of rude. But
oh,
that's weird.
Yes, man. Like that just makes me uncomfortable for sometimes how people can be so socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes,
man. 100%. Well, good for you for handling it.
I also met. I met another goat.
Go ahead.
Bobby Bones in Oklahoma City.
Goat?
Okay, now she's
he
making
wasn't on
fun
the list,
of me.
Though.
Now she's making fun of me. This is one of those where you get one. And that's why she was saying it under her breath. She's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
no.
A goat of what?
Yeah, exactly. A goat of what, Ashley?
comedy.
Okay.
Oh.
She's like, just a goat.
Wow. Yeah.
Where did we meet in Oklahoma City?
So it's actually kind of a funny story. We were at the Criterion, and my friend was with me, and they said, if you want to meet Bobby after the show, you need to go outside. And so this big group of us went outside, and you didn't come outside. And so we went back to the door, and they wouldn't let us back in. And I think Eddie even, like, waved at us through the window, and we were like, dude, let us in. Like, we were told to come out here. And anyway, so we were walking to our car, and you were getting in your car in the back, and you came over and took a picture with us. I think Stanley was, like, an itty-bitty puppy.
It was on dog patrol. Mm. Yeah, well, heck of a story.
But, I mean, is that like, a thing, like, where someone says...
I'm sure someone that works at the theater...
Bobby's going to be out back, and it's like a decoy?
Yeah, I think they just want people to clear the lobby, like people that work in the theater...
So they just
they
say
have to
that?
Clean up and shut down. Yeah.
Probably what they say with every performance.
Yeah. So then people go wait, and then
oh man,
I'm probably already home. All right. Have a good day, Ashley. Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye. Garrett in Arkansas is on. Garrett met one of the goats. Hey, Garrett, go ahead.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good. Doing pretty good. What do you have for us?
So I actually met Tom Hanks once. I was working at Copper Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. And it took me two or three times coming to his table. I was cleaning his table off. I was actually a busboy that day. And it took me two or three times walking up to him before it finally dawned on me who he was. Super down to earth. I mean, it is calm and easy to talk to as anybody. But there was a guy that was passed out drunk in the booth next to him. And him and the guy that he was with thought it'd be funny to get, for Tom Hanks to go over there and sit down with him and take a selfie while he was passed out.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That is funny. I appreciate that call, Garrett. Hope you have a great day, man.
Hey, thank you. You guys too.
All right, see you, bud. It's got to be weird. I was thinking about Tom Hanks at a restaurant, Garth at a funeral. You know all eyes are on you all the time, especially like at the funeral. And it's got to be tough for Garth to go, well, if I go to this funeral, I'm going to take the attention off of other things at the funeral because he's so famous. Like, that sucks.
Yeah,
well, Garth was at Ray's wedding, Garth and Trisha, but they quietly sat in the back.
But there were also only 10 people at Ray's wedding.
And we were wearing masks.
And we all kind of knew Garth and Trisha anyway, honestly.
Yeah,
right,
but
Ray?
Okay, but
they felt cool about that, right?
Oh yeah.
It wasn't like there were 200 people there.
Right. They still would have come. Like COVID kind of downsized the wedding. It would have been a lot bigger and he still would have gone.
Was that a thing, Ray, where he didn't want to upstage you by showing up, or?
I mean, there was you there. I mean, there was a lot of people.
Don't
that
compare me to Garth.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, but yeah, no, I don't think he ever worried about that. He always hangs to the side or the back, and he's good, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate those calls. We have more on, but I'm going to play a song first. We'll get to more in a second. I do want to give you the story about the surrogate drama.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is why you're going to go, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Here's a voicemail we got from Andrea.
Hey, Bobby. I was just calling to say I turned on Disney Plus with my little one to find something to watch, and I got so excited when I saw the preview at the top in the big header section for Breaking Bobby Bones. I've been listening to you since you were in Austin for years, and it just makes me so proud and excited. And, of course, my family laughed at me for getting so excited. But anyways, I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for getting excited. Hey, score one for the little guy. Mm-hmm. I'm up in the header on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Breaking Bobby Bones is on Disney Plus. I mean, possibly one of the top two coolest TV moments for me. If you're new to this show, this whole getting on TV stuff is not something that's always happened to me. Like, I've been grinding it out. I don't really have a skill. I just show up over and over again. And finally, got my own show. And so when this stuff's happening, you could just be listening and being like, another day. But for me, I'm like, I told Caitlin, I was like, holy crap, I cannot believe this. Like, look, I'm on the header on Disney Plus. Crazy. Somebody from Mountain Pine, Arkansas on Disney Plus. And so that's up yesterday. And I was like, man, this is really cool. What do you think the other cool-ish moment?
Dancing with the Stars, winning.
Oh, we didn't think about that.
Oh,
what?
That's not it?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like, what? How is that not it?
That was a competition, though. Oh. It doesn't feel like it. But you're right. That was cool because no one expected that.
Yeah.
That was just this team of listeners.
Is it like recent stuff or are you thinking like way back?
No.
Because I have a special moment from way back.
I was thinking about when Ryan Seacrest got sick with like 7 minutes till American Idol started. Yeah. They're like, we need you to host the show.
Oh.
And no one's ever hosted that show other than Seacrest the whole time. And don't call him in the first season. And I was like, what? I was doing my job. I was with Brent Young about to interview him during the show as like a singing mentor. And they were like, yeah, you got to go host. Can you do it? And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's go. And I went and did it. And it was awesome because I finished and I felt like I did a pretty good job. And I was like, this big things. Every show is going to be calling me to host up. I didn't get one call. Nobody called me. It was just crickets. I'd be like, you know how as a kid, you look at your phone and go, ring. You point at it. You wait for somebody to call and you'd be like, come on, ring. Like if your friend was going to call you, ring.
Mm,
I did that on my cell phone. Nobody ever called.
Yeah, we never
like,
did that.
Ring, where are the jobs? What was yours, Amy?
Oh, mine was just like your first national TV appearance because it was 2011 and Kelly Ripa was having people come guest host because Regis was out and you selected to go up there. So we all went to New York and we watched you do it and your mom was so proud of you and it was just like a cool moment. And that's when we were like, everything's changing for him. This is crazy.
And then it didn't. It was another instance of it and I was like, my life's going to be so different. And I went home
and it was
exactly the same.
Yeah. So good times. Anyway. But I mean, that's all the way back to 2011. So yeah, you've been trying to grind at that TV thing for a while.
I just don't have the look. You know, I really don't have the anything TVE, except I just keep trying. But dang it, I'm going to keep trying. Anyway, it's on Disney Plus, Breaking Bobby Bones, the first 8 episodes. Check it out if you'd like. We'll get to some more GOAT callers in a second. We have someone who met Dolly Parton and someone who met Michael Jordan.
Wow.
So we'll get to those in a second.
Yes.
Married couple, they were having trouble conceiving a kid, so they turned to a surrogate in 2016. There was an attempt at artificial insemination that failed. And the surrogate now says the father of the child conceived her to convince her to conceive naturally.
Oh my gosh. Did she get paid extra for that?
The surrogate also claims the man said he would leave his wife and raise the baby with her if it worked.
Oh my, this just got complicated. They Now, you can't tangle that web.
It's tangled.
It worked. 4 years later, the couple still married and the surrogate has now filed for joint custody of the kid.
Mm.
The man claims the affair didn't happen until after the baby was born. And he and his wife said the surrogate asked for $100,000 and visitation rights that they refused. The judge says there is no precedent for this case and has barred this surrogate from visitation until he rules on the case. This is like a mailbag.
Yeah. That's
what it feels like to me. Like, what's your advice? Here's what I would say, writer.
Hello, Bobby.
I think if you can prove that he did it and you guys had that baby naturally, you didn't get part of that baby.
No, I mean, I think that's legit. And the wife must have been in on that part because he's saying the affair didn't start till after the baby was born. So that means it was conceived in a very business-like manner.
Well, if that's the case, the surrogate shouldn't have rights because that's a surrogate.
Right.
But I'm saying he's probably lying. I'm saying they probably did it because he's like, hey, what'd you do this naturally? We'll keep it on the low-low. And probably got her pregnant.
Okay. See, I saw
and
it as...
And if that's the case, that's her baby.
Okay.
But there's no way to tell, though. That's the problem, right?
Yeah, is there not? I don't know. I don't know.
I would think the way to tell is, did the wife know about the rendezvous to make the baby?
Tell me more. Because if the wife didn't know...
Because it's like it said, they tried to do it, you know,
artificially, yeah.
But it wasn't. So I feel like they made a group decision of like, hey, I'll let you go be with her for tonight to make a baby, but it'll still be our baby.
But that wife could lie and say she knew. Here's what I would need if I'm the judge.
Yeah.
I would say I need to see paperwork that says you're going to do it with her and that's going to still count as natural, the surrogacy part of it. Otherwise, it's an affair where you had a baby and she's gets to be the mom half the time.
So if they do have paperwork that say that you're going to do that naturally, mm-hmm. but it's still a surrogate
then
situation.
That's a surrogate. If you have the paperwork, you're a surrogate.
So then surrogate doesn't get anything.
The weird thing, though, is that it's still half her. I mean,
I know.
Most times,
yeah, but if she agreed to do that.
I know.
Crazy.
You would think they would have signed something.
This is what I'm, as the judge, I get my first thing I'm going to do is say, show me paperwork. If there's documentation of her agreeing to be the surrogate and you're also going to do the naughty naturally, then that's the surrogate. Okay. If there's not, she's the mom.
Oh, so just if it's, whoopsie, we forgot to draw up paperwork.
Yep, that's on them. You got to have that stuff buttoned, dialed, turned, every word I can use.
Yeah, I guess for anybody else listening that's considering this scenario, make sure you have paperwork.
It just sounds like it's a sleazy dude who wanted to have sex with the woman.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like
to me.
But he also wanted
me.
A baby.
Yeah, but... Sounds like you want to...
It's crazy.
Why am I believing him? I feel like...
I don't believe... See, that's the thing. I know guys, and I don't believe him, and you are believing
him. Yeah, I'm kind of like, man, they just really wanted a baby, and this woman's like, okay, fine, I'll help you get a baby.
The whole natural thing, though, comes off as creepy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. She ain't here.
It's like Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that story. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would do as judge, I would say, bring the baby here. And I'm going to cut this baby
no,
in half.
No.
What? And I'm going to give you half and you half. Mm-hmm. And then whichever one spoke up first and went, no, they can have the baby. Don't kill. I'll be like, that is your baby then. You keep the baby.
I fell for that one time, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Didn't I say cut the baby in half?
Yeah.
But I mean, we know it's her baby.
For our listeners, that's from the Bible.
Right. Yes.
Don't hit me with some, you're chopping babies up on the internet or on the airwaves complaint.
In the good book.
Okay, let's go over and talk to Charlie in West Virginia, who is on line two. Hey, Charlie, how are you, bud?
Just fine, Bobby Bones. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, I was telling Abby that I picked up Dolly Parton because I'm a limo driver. And she was in concert. She was in town for a concert. And I picked her up, and I couldn't believe who it was. Cause I had such a big crush on her when I was young.
How was she to you? Was she cool?
Oh, very sweet, very sweet. Really down to earth, and, you know, and... very nice lady.
Yeah, I can co-sign that one too. She's fantastic all the time. Every time, all the time. And I've met her a bunch. She's just the best every time. Well, appreciate that call. Thanks, Charlie, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. And love your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Lee in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Lee, you've met a goat. Who is it?
Yes, sir. Michael Jordan.
Where'd you meet him?
Had lunch with him, actually.
Yeah, what was the circumstance there?
Well, I live in Wilmington here, and you know he's from Wilmington. My ex-father-in-law was a Methodist minister at a church here in town. Two members of his congregation went to college with Michael Jordan, and they stayed friends all this time. And when he'd come to town, he'd call them, see if they want to have lunch and play golf. He'd even send them tickets to the Bulls games and fly them up there. So they were pretty tight. And I was at my father-in-law's office just talking to him one day in the church. One of the guys came in and said, hey, Michael's going to be in town this weekend. You want to have lunch? I happened to be standing there. He invited me. I said, okay.
How was it?
It was great. It was great. The man is just as nice as you'd imagine.
I love to hear that.
He really is.
He's worth $1.6 billion. I'm assuming he got. I'm assuming he picked up the tab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Did you get an autograph from him or anything? Or did you play it cool?
No, I played. I kept quiet because I was glad to meet the man. But my ex-father-in-law, he was probably the biggest fan other than Michael's parents himself here in town. So I let him take the glory, so to speak.
It's tough whenever you're with someone that's super cool that you look up to or you're a big fan of, and you have to play it cool or not, because you're like, oh, I'd love to get a picture. Mm-hmm. I'd love to say this certain thing. But if I do that, it kills the vibe of me like hanging out with them as a peer, you know?
Yeah.
I bet that's tough on Lee there to be sitting with Michael Jordan and not go, hey, sign my shoe. And he's like, well, those are ruse. I don't care, man. Just sign my shoe. All right. Appreciate those calls. Thank you guys for being a part of the show.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
In for Lunchbox, next couple of days, is producer Eddie.
All right, our boy Marcus, he's from North Carolina. He just needs a ride to the gas station, and he sees a news crew doing some stories with some cops around. He goes in the news van and goes, hey, reporters, can you guys give me a lift to the gas station? They say, no, we're working. We can't do that. So he's like, all right, forget you guys. He jumps in the news van, steals the car, and takes off. Well, all the cops are like, did we just see what we saw with our own eyes? They follow the guy as a high-speed chase for 5 minutes until he finally runs head-on into another state trooper. He's in trouble, but he's cuffed and stuffed.
Is everybody okay from that wreck?
Everyone, miraculously, is okay.
Why is he your boy? You said our boy Marcus.
Yeah.
Well, he's my boy.
I had no idea how to introduce Marcus from North Carolina.
There's a guy named Marcus. Yeah. Also, as someone who worked in the news for a long time,
yeah.
Is there anything cool in those vans, or is it just a van?
The satellite truck's pretty cool because, I mean, you can link to any kind of satellite from there. It's got all sorts of technology in there. Now, the news truck, that just it's just a truck with a camera in it. There's nothing special about the news truck.
The satellite truck, does it look like whenever the movies show you inside and there are all those screens in there?
Yes, yes.
It does look like that?
Yes, it's pretty cool.
Huh. And then, Marcus, which one did he steal, the news truck or the satellite
truck? No, it was just the regular news truck.
And obviously, you're going to know it. Because it's got a big logo of like seven on your
it's
side.
It's wrapped with all the news station stuff.
All right. There you go. That's your bonehead story of the day. I guess Big Brother's back on, Raymundo?
Yeah, it's back in full force. They're doing it the whole summer.
I don't watch the show. I don't guess I've ever watched it. I've only lived vicariously through Ray, who's tried to get on the show many times. But you're irritated because they didn't put you on, but they put a guy on just like you?
Well, he lives about 50 miles from me. He's from Tennessee. He's my exact same age. He's about everything demographically the exact same as me. So I think it was maybe a jab at me saying, hey, maybe next year, dog, but you're close. You're really close. We picked a guy in Clarksville, though, not Nashville. We went a little outside the city.
So you think they put someone on the show just to mess with you?
And set you up for next year.
He's in our backyard. He's down the road. I probably pass him on the highway, and he's on Big Brother right now.
How come he just couldn't be better than you?
He had the farmer angle. That's cool. I'll get a couple roosters and a cow, and I'll be on it next year.
Well, I think that's the point you're missing. You don't want to do something someone else has already done.
They always go for the rural person, but I thought a Nashville person always in the know with country music would be cool on the show. I'm sure he has some really fun stories he'll tell, though, this summer. Watch for it, guys. Really
entertaining. Will you root for him?
No.
And what do you win if you win Big Brother?
I heard they increased the prize, so I got to check into that. Usually it's a $500,000, but I think there's more up for grabs this year.
When I was on the lot doing the talk, which, by the way, I'll be on today.
Again?
Yeah, today and tomorrow. We recorded two episodes while we were there.
Oh.
I know I was going to be on today.
That's cool.
I'm still here. I didn't go back out there, but I'll be on today on the talk. They were shooting that, Ray, while we were out there.
Did you see any of them?
No, but they were like...
Did you see the Big Brother house?
I did, yes.
Yeah!
From the outside, but I didn't know what it was. I'm not that cool.
Is it a house or like a studio?
It's like a house, but it's in a sound studio lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do you do the subscription service where you watch them like on the feed?
Now, no, I don't have the time. That was when I had an internship. I will watch the show a couple times, see if the cast is good, and then I'm out.
Don't forget, Breaking Bobby Bones is up on Disney Plus. You guys can go check it out. There are 8 episodes. They did a whole... you know how they do photo dumps on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
They did a episode dump on
Disney Plus.
8 of the 16 are up there. All right, you guys, have a great day. Amy, anything going on with you today?
I have a hair appointment.
Yeah?
So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I have a lot today, but I didn't sleep well last night, and I had some new energy drink this morning where I'm just off. This energy drink, like, slapped me in the face, and I got no sleep, so I don't really know where I am right now.
Okay. You're here with us.
Thank you.
Finishing
that's where
the
I,
show.
That's where I really want to be. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bones.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.